Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Reggie Johnson. Hey, Dr. Hey. Reggie.
Reggie Johnson. Who's that?
Oh, that's you.
What am your voice, Dr. Reggie Johnson? I don't even know who that is.
It's Monday morning. I'm tongue-tied.
Okay.
Dr. Reggie Johnson.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I don't know. I can't hear you. Okay, is that better?
I can hear you.
But I can't hear anything else. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay, yes.
We need to be on the speakerphone this morning. Okay, so now we're having technical problems. Not only is my tongue tied, but I don't know if you can hear me or not. So can you press 1 on your telephone keypad if you can hear me? If you're in the chat room, can you hear us this morning? Okay. Carol, can you hear us? I'm just going to assume that you guys can hear us this morning. I will answer your question this morning. I have someone in the chat room. Che is dead. Okay. What do you do when God, universe, or whatever refuses to answer? So first of all, hold on, let me see what it is. I want to understand when you say God or universe or whatever, what is your understanding of your connection to God, universe or whatever? So will you type in a response to that answer to that question? And we're gonna go to our next caller very quickly. Good morning. Can you hear us okay? Area code 661.
Yeah, I can hear you pretty good, yeah.
Oh, wonderful this morning. Did you have a question?
Frustrated with, with things. I don't know how to get over it, how to get results, tangible good results.
Tangible good results. Okay.
Yeah, how do you sit there and continue to, like next impossible to be positive when you're sitting there getting beaten down forever and ever, literally decades and decades and decades, and it's like it's very frustrating.
Are you the person that's in the chat room?
Yeah, that's me. I typed it.
Okay.
I don't feel connected at all. I feel like I've just been stuck, hung out the dry somewhere in the middle of the wilderness or some kind of stuff like that. I don't know. Like God just. Whatever the universe is trying to torture me or something. That's what it feels like.
Okay.
Like God or whatever hates me. That's what it feels like.
Alrighty. Let me do this. We start our morning show with a prayer. And so we're going to go into prayer first. And then we'll come back and talk to you. Is that okay? What is your name?
Bob.
Bob. All right, so let us get into the flow, because we have a lot of people who join us and they know that flow. And then we'll come back and address some of your concerns. Is that okay?
It's your show. You can do what you want.
All right, thank you. Dr. Reggie, will you take us into our open prayer?
Heavenly Father, we know you see everything, and you know the hearts of everyone, and you read the energy and the intention of every mind, of which we are all connected to the one great mind in the universe. There's always an empty feeling of abandonment when we feel that you're not with us or close to us, not realizing that you're with us all the time. The only thing that gets separate is our understanding of who you are and where you are. Under all substance in the universe, you are there. Under everything that stands under, above, or below, you are there. It is just a matter of us connecting with the real truth of our being to stay connected to who you are in us. Circumstances do not control us. We control circumstances. And until our minds understand who we are in you, it will never be right. It will always feel like an abandoned child. But we are never alone in the universe. You are always there, in the whispered prayer on the wind, in the energy of our feelings. Let us know when we walk in this life, we are never alone. You walk with us, and all your agents of understanding walk with us as well, visible and invisible. And we thank you for the power that we have to learn to just simply let go, surrender, and love and connect. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. So, we are in a series that's dealing with Christ consciousness and how to achieve Christ consciousness. And we're taking our lessons from Soul Psychology, written by Joshua David Stone, who did some tremendous, tremendous work. And he talks about how to clear our negative emotions and begin to spiritualize our life. Over the past few, last week, we established, first of all, that God is inside of us, and because we are God DNA. That means that God created us in his likeness and in its energy, in its likeness and in its image. I'm going to try to move away from defining God as he or she, or it is an energy that is within us. We are the offspring of that which we call God or universe or source. Therefore, we are able to create, because that is a characteristic of God. Our thoughts and our words create our reality. Our thoughts and our words create our reality. Our thoughts and our words send forth an energetic signature throughout the cosmos that begins to set up a vibration or a frequency that attracts experiences, people, circumstances, into our life based on our beliefs. So we have Bob, who's saying he feels disconnected. He doesn't feel connected at all. And what I'm asking Bob to do this morning is to move into the realization that you cannot create the connection. The connection is already there. But you need to remove the thoughts that are covering up the truth of who you really are. So if you hear the question that Joshua Stone posed to us last week is if we are God and our thoughts, our highest thought, is Christ consciousness, how can God and Christ consciousness ever lose? Look, we're looking at God as the omnipotent, that means all powerful, the omniscient, that means all knowing, the omnipresent, that means available everywhere. It is the ultimate power in the universe, and it is within you, and you connect through your Christ consciousness, through your higher thought. How can the combination of those two ever lose in life? What is there to ever fear in life if that power is within you? So, Bob, your first assignment or mission, should you choose to accept it, is to move into the awareness of who you really are. Move into the awareness of who you really are. So we're going to move on to our lesson a little bit because a lot of people are tuning in. And then I'm going to come back to you, Bob, so that we can share. Or you can type something in the chat room so I can keep up with where you are in receiving this lesson this morning. Okay? So I titled this lesson where I wanted to talk to you about your personal power. And whether we have, what's the difference between your personal power versus being powerlessness? I would really imagine that Bob at this moment is feeling powerless. Here's what Joshua Stone says. A spiritual master and God-realized being remains in a state of personal power all of the time. They're completely aware of their personal power. So maybe you own your power only in an emergency or when you have to go to work. But if you don't own your power, you give it to other people or to your subconscious mind. There are two keys to psychological health. One is to own your personal power. And the second is to practice self-love. If we don't own our power, we can be run by almost anything in the universe. And this includes disincarnate spirits. This includes other people. This includes the dark brotherhood. It includes your ego, your thoughts, your desires, your impulses, your physical body, your past life karma, and even mass consciousness. So it is clearly dangerous not to own one's own personal power. Edgar Cayce says that will and power are the strongest forces in this universe. Will and power are the strongest force in the universe. Now, I'm asking you to take a deep breath here. Why? Because will, that's within us as individuals. Power is within us. And Edgar Cayce says that the two combined are the most powerful force in the universe. You've heard the saying that an idle mind is the devil's workshop. Most people have consciousness, but they don't have personal power. The extended use of personal power is self-discipline, which is a lot of people don't have that either. So you will never progress on your spiritual path without personal power and self-discipline. Casey occasionally referred to personal power as positive anger. Now, we know that anger is basically ego. However, there is enormous power in anger, which should be channeled into positive anger or positive personal power. Each is a difficult school, and we must be very tough in life, or we can easily get overwhelmed. We must be like spiritual warriors. You know, we did a book study from Russell Simmons, who introduced us to the Bhagavad Gita. And there's a part in this great epic where Krishna, who is Arjuna's master, his spiritual master, he and Arjuna are on the battlefield, and Arjuna, and they're really getting ready to go to fight the evil enemy's army. And Arjuna comes apart psychologically, and he falls victim to his negative ego. And Arjuna keeps the head of this army of righteous men, and they are all depending on him. And here he is questioning who he is, his purpose. So Krishna, it says to him, he gives him this long, long lecture on the folly of his ways and giving in to his negative ego and losing his power and his control over his energy. And Krishna is guiding Arjuna into the spiritual mystery, much as Joshua Stone is trying to guide us right now. And he makes this statement. He says, after his long speech to Arjuna, he says, "Get up now and give up your unmanliness. Get up. Fight. Because this self-pity and self-indulgence is unbecoming of the great soul that you are. Get up. Self-pity, self-indulgence is unbecoming of the great soul that you are." And I love that. He didn't say the great man that you are. He said the great soul, that essence that we cannot see, that essence that is divine, that essence that is our true nature. He addressed his true nature, not the man, not the ego. You know, Dr. Benji always says, when you say, "I am," and you're saying, like, "I'm sick, I'm stupid, I'm miserable," you are saying, "God in me is stupid. God in me is whatever." And here Krishna was addressing the soul. He was addressing the God in Arjuna. I love that. And so Arjuna was awakened by Krishna's spiritual discourse and this statement, and he reclaimed his personal power and led his men victoriously into battle. Krishna's statement applies to each and every one of us in our daily lives. Get up and fight and recognize the brilliance of your soul. So here we have Bob. And Bob feels abandoned. and what by the universe. He doesn't know what to call these. Is this God? Is this universe? Is whatever? And I feel abandoned. And Dr. Reggie Strayer addressed abandonment. God is always with us because we are God. And that's the first thing that Bob has to recognize. He's looking outside of himself for all the answers, and the answers are inside of you, Bob. And not only that, all of your anger and everything is coming at you, and you are creating it based on the qualities of your thoughts. So this morning I'm asking you to begin to love you. Begin to love you and to value your soul and to move into the awareness of who you really are and to begin to take back your personal power because you have the ability to create the life that you desire. So rather than you repeating over and over again that you're tired of all the crap that's coming at you and the circumstances and that you and feeling beaten down and beaten up, today you have an opportunity to say, you know what? I'm sick and tired of this, and I choose to have a different experience. And only good things are happening to me from this day forward because that's all that I'm going to expect. And by my word, and by my thoughts, I can create that. You see, God has given you the power to create. The question is, what are you creating? And you can always tell what you're creating by what you're thinking and what you're speaking. Let's move on. To have all and give all to all. To have all and give all to all. That's a major message of A Course in Miracles. For what we have is what we give. What we have is what we give. What we are holding back from our brother is what we are holding back from God and ourselves. So to have all, we must give all. For in reality, we already are and already have everything. We have always been this and always will be this. It is only our belief in the ego as our guide and teacher that has made us believe otherwise. How many of you can receive that? How many of you can receive that? How many of you understand that you already have everything? Anyone have a question on that this morning? Area code 484, you're on the air this morning.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
This is the first time I am tuning into this program.
Uh-huh.
And
well, thank
I
you.
Am... Yes. I am struggling right now financially. I'm not too sure what God and the universe is trying to do here in my life. A lot of my job are not with me right now because a lot of people go away on summer vacation. So my work goes down to, it dwindles down to hardly nothing. Maybe like one day a week I'm working versus 6 days a week. So I'm really trying to put out there, you know, I'm seeking work. I'm trying to build up my clientele again. I'm trying to seek work where I can have work year-round and not have clients that go away in the summer. So I'm trying to figure out what I need to do to incorporate prosperity year round in my life and see what am I doing wrong here and to get back on my feet before plunging too bad into, you know, the negative here.
Okay. I know that that's challenging for you. I'm going to ask you some questions. When you lay down to bed last night, what were you feeling?
Actually, to be truthful and honest, I was thinking about a person that had passed away. A person had passed away this past January. It was a close friend of mine. They had died suddenly from diabetic coma, cardiac arrest. And I was feeling, I wish I could turn back the hands of time. I wish that person could still be here. I wish that person was still around. And I went to bed feeling very sad, very upset that that person is not here on earth, not here.
Were there any other underlying thoughts and feelings?
That was the main focus of last night, that thought. And then this morning when I woke up, my thoughts were actually I was thinking it would be nice if I could have a better half living here in my space, sharing my space with me. But I don't know how that's going to happen either or incorporate that either. And then I'm thinking, why am I even thinking that when I got to get my finances in order here? So I'm all over the place.
Yes. But I think that there's a theme in your thoughts. If you go back and look at every day, I would assume that every Monday, Tuesday, a weekday, days when you should be working or that you desire to work, that there's this underlying fear about your resources, financial resources.
Right.
And so to begin to change that, what is your name?
My name is Tiffany.
Okay, so Tiffany, in order to change that experience and to alleviate that fear, we have to begin gaining control over our thoughts. So that means, let's talk about what you do want financially.
Okay, well, what I do want is I want my life back the way it was a couple of months ago. I want my life back. I was working 6 days a week. Everybody was in order. Everybody was, you know, I was going to my jobs. Everybody was in line. Everything was great. That's what I want. And then I was focusing, when that was in order, then I was focusing on my relationship. And then, you know, my relationship was a little rocky. Well, now that the workforce is rocky, the relationship is doing great. So it's like, what is going on here?
Well, I think you put your focus on the relationship at this particular. I'm having an echo, and it's really disrupting my thought process here. Let me see if I can get rid of it. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay. I have to put up with it. with the ego, because I don't think you could hear me before.
I can hear you.
All righty. So what you have to do at this point is to only focus on what you do want. And I'm going to ask you to do something else, and that's not to limit the source of your income. You've laid out very, you've kind of laid out how you want your income to come. You want your life back the way it was, and you want everybody at work, and you want things to just kind of flow the way it was. What you really want is just a steady flow of your income.
I did make some changes, and I am trying to show the universe and God, listen, I'm trying to do what I can here. I have put my name out there. People have given my name to other people saying she's a reliable person. She does, you know, this kind of work. She's experienced with this kind of work or what have you. And then also my washer broke. So I had to get a hold of somebody that picks up, you know, broken appliances. When the person came to pick up the broken appliance, I said to that person, listen, do you pick a lot of these things up? And they go, yes, we do. And I said, listen, I have a deal with you. If I can find other people, friends, family, neighbors that have broken appliances, and I get you so many of these, you know, would you, you know, give me a few dollars or whatever? And he said, absolutely. You know, I can give you 15% of whatever I make for a finder's fee. So I am trying to incorporate different avenues to have money coming in. But like I said, it's not coming in as fast as I want it to come in. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I am trying. So I got that on the run. I got people with the word of mouth. I got that on the run. I got flyers up. I got that on the run. You know, I'm trying to keep advertising at a low minimum cost. I'm trying to advertise at bulletin boards where it's free. So I'm trying to do what I can, but, you know, I'm still sitting here and I'm not working 6 days a week or, you know, even 4 or 5 days a week like I want to be.
Mm-hmm. Do you expect work to come? Or are you fearful?
Absolutely. When I talk to my mother, my mom always said that God comes through, God is going to provide. God knows there's a need, you know, bills are starting to come in and stuff, and, you know, money has to come from somewhere. Like I said, my washer broke, my laptop computer broke, things are breaking, these things got to be replaced, and I'm going to need money to do that, so extra money. So this is where, you know, my worrying comes in, like, oh boy, here we go. What am I going to do now? You know, I'm not even working, and I got stuff breaking.
But that's an opportunity for you to grow. Believe it or not, that sounds crazy, but it really is an unseen opportunity for you to grow. I've been through the same thing where I'm serving God and worshiping Him and loving Him with every ounce of my being, and all these crazy things are happening that I don't deserve. And so why is this happening to me? I want to help other people. Can't you see I'm trying to help other people? And all these crazy things happen, but you know what it is? It's my alignment with my shifting in thought. And as soon as I did that, try this just for a few days, you'll be thanking us. In your mind, what does it feel like to have extra money? Just to put your hands on the money to have it, to fix your computer and the washing machine and anything else that goes wrong without a hitch. And having the feeling of it feeling good to know there's extra money in the bank and these people, I don't care. I'm not relying on them. I'm relying on a source that made them. who they are. So give me the divine energy to work with this power to manifest my good and money. Because
right.
money is also energy. If God is energy, he can produce money out of nowhere. The money has
right.
to come from somewhere, someone told you. Well, that somewhere is God. It sounds insane. I've had it happen with money out of nowhere, $10,000. I'm telling you to just trust, do this for one day or 2 days. Imagine everything you want right now, like you're a little kid playing. Your money is here, and you're getting your washing machine fixed, and more clothes without going to a laundromat, and the computer's fixed to communicate in the digital world. Just try it for 2 days and watch what happens. Just try it without doubting anything. Just try it like a little kid.
Well, what I did was I actually called up one of them rental places where you pay here and you pay so much per week, and I told them, listen, you know, I'm not going to get my monthly paycheck until July. Can I get a washing machine and laptop and not pay you until July, because I'm in a bind here. You know, I got wash piling up. I'm a single mom here. And they actually talked it over with the boss, and the boss said, you know what? Sure, give her the washing machine, give her the laptop. We trust you. Come in July, start making your payments. So
right,
see, God is intervening. He is giving me some leeway. He is bringing the washer in. So now I'm going to be able to wash my clothes basically for free, because they're
right.
letting me have the brand new washer. So that's a blessing right there in itself.
It is a total blessing. So you keep that blessing flowing. You don't stop
right.
there. You just keep on being grateful in the energy of gratitude to increase your latitude with God. That's one step. You say, thank you for letting that happen. Not thank the man, but thank God who touched the man's heart to let this happen.
Right.
You keep thanking God.
Right. So now my concern is, come July, I got to have the money.
There's
to
no
pay
concern.
For
no, no, that's where you're wrong. That's where the mistake is. Come July, I'm not going to have. Don't say you are projecting a backwards prayer. Come
okay.
July, I'm not going to have the money. That's a prayer in reverse. No, 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 you don't. You will have the money. I'm telling you what to do. It's called the law of projecting. Your mind is very strong and very powerful as a woman. A single mom, it doesn't matter. You are a strong soul. Project in your mind what you want, not on what you don't want, on what you don't have.
Okay.
That's an energy that's negative, and it will be answered. I'm telling you, reverse that prayer to know. This is what I want. I want the washing machine is going to be paid for, the dryer, everything I want, the computer, all these things are coming in. And there's more money and more people and more clients. Thank you, God. Thank you. The two words that will matter to your soul is thank you. And watch the results, and I promise they're going to be great.
Right. Right, absolutely.
They are. They are. This is just the beginning. But what lesson we learned is the most powerful thing in the world is the lesson that you learned from all of this. It's your reliance on the true source, not just the circumstances or the people or the things. It's the source itself.
Right. Right.
All right? That's what your lesson is. But try it for 2 days and watch what happens. It's going to blow you away. How things are unfolding in your behalf, because you're grateful and you're expecting only the best for yourself.
Yes, I've always have been very grateful, and I've always had, you know, always thank God for everything that he has given me. And
that's right. That's right. It continues.
Right. And
don't
I
stop.
Mean, I just hope that with my relationship getting better and better, I just hope that starts growing and growing and getting better and better too. And I hope that can
that's
take
true.
The,
so where is the
next
relationship? Where's the person now that you're in the relationship with? Where are they?
Okay, that person is to the point where they're starting to spend, like, the weekends overnight here, sleeping overnight here, and they're the one that wants to do that. I'm not chasing after them saying, do you want to see me? They're the one saying, can I see you? Do you want me to come over tonight? Do you want me? And then they want to stay overnight here and very comfortable. As soon as they come in my house, they take off their shoes at the door. They plug their phone in, put it on my nightstand. They get a glass of iced tea, make themselves at home. That's showing me signs that that person wants to maybe in the future live here. I'm hoping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
I'm
that's
hoping.
Good. Well, you know what? Beyond just hoping, there's a certain fact of knowing. A lady I met the other day who gave us some vegetables on a raw diet. She said, "Oh no, 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 I don't believe in God." I said, "What?" She said, "I don't believe in God." I said, "Well, what are you talking about?" She said, "I know." Now, see, that would turn me on because it's beyond belief. It's a knowing. And once you know, that's the end of it. You don't care about anything else. There's a verity and a certainty that comes with the confidence of knowing who God is. And in your life experience, you're knowing right now this man wants to be with you and in your life and love you. That's what you're asking for. That's your desire. And it's going to be granted. The other thing is that the food and shelter and clothing and transportation and the work is all going to be provided for you because God knows your heart and knows your mind and your intention. Keeping it focused on him makes your life the best it will ever be and ever can be. Stay in the realm of God. Stay in the energy of his love, and this person will love you and you, as well as you love yourself, and things happen for a reason. And you're grateful for the lessons that you're learning. That's it. That is it. And it's a wonderful experience called life. And that's why you're here.
Right.
Okay? And so when you join in that and stay in that realm, it's all going to work out for the best, for your highest good. Okay?
Okay. Okay, yes. And I will definitely call back and I'll let you know how I'm doing.
Please do. You're going to do well. You're going to be so happy. I'm thrilled already. I'm excited.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm keeping my prayers, too.
Thank you.
All righty.
Let me take
us in charge. We're going to do our closing prayer. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful lesson in learning how to cope and to deal with the realities of what we call life. This life means nothing without you. You placed us on this planet to enjoy, to experience, to feel, to nurture, and to know who you are, never to forget who you are in us. We can't operate without you. You are the divine personality and entity that created everything that is, the energy that everything was made in. Let us always be connected to you and love you with our soul and give you our experience when we have no love and no money and no shelter, and no clothes, and no one, that we always have you, and you watch it. And once we experience that, we know we'll be lifted out of all the problems. Those so-called problems are merely reflective opportunities for us to understand and to grow in the Christ consciousness of who we are. We believe this is so, and so it is.